This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Monday, October 20, the Lord's Supper. Our reading comes from 1 Corinthians chapter 11. For I received from the Lord what I also passed on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." 1 Corinthians 10, verse 16. Is not the cup of thanksgiving for which we give thanks a participation in the blood of Christ? And is not the bread that we break a participation in the body of Christ? It has been said that the Lord's Supper, or Holy Communion, is a visible sermon. It is hard to imagine a better one. The bread that is broken reminds us of the body of Christ, which was broken for us, not only on the cross, but also in the hours leading up to Jesus' crucifixion. The wine, or juice, reminds us of the blood of Christ, shed for the payment and forgiveness of our sins. Holding the broken bread, holding the cup, and hearing Jesus say, "This is my body, this is my blood," has the power to evoke deep, godly sorrow and to awaken a love and sense of gratitude that goes beyond words. And there is more. As surely as we eat the bread and drink the cup, and as surely as we are nourished by those calories and vitamins, we receive the crucified Christ in the depths of our souls to nourish us spiritually for this life and the life to come. While the sacraments do not save us, God works his grace through them to grant us joy and peace as we grow in faith. The sacrifice brings us into deeper communion with God and with the body of Christ. We celebrate the sacraments as a community destined for eternal life in God's glorious kingdom. Pray with me. Lord, thank you for the Lord's Supper. May it always strengthen our faith in you, testifying of your sacrifice for us. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device.
Time to try to reassert.
com.